What about some of these fences that they put around the factories and around the horse show grounds? What's it called? What?
Doesn't have as storm fences is one thing.
You ever heard of that? Cyclone?
Cyclone. That's a hurricane. Cyclone fence.
Yeah. What about a fence that's used by a man that raises cattle? And you either have three or four strands.
Yeah, they usually have a barbed wire fence like that. And you could have an electric fence that you might have actually one or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have many with them electric.
No.
What about the utensils that you eat off of, your very best ones that you only use at certain times of year, is probably good
china.
Okay. And what other types of dishware do you think of?
Well, when you speak about good china, everyday china, everyday dishes, when you speak of that.
What was the name of the egg that they used to put under? Bring you in when they are
setting eggs.
Okay, and these are usually made out of what?
You mean one to get them to come and lay, or you mean to set on setting the eggs?
Well, just to get them to come and lay. Just to get them to come and lay.
Well, I think that was a china egg.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is there any difference? What do you call the thing that you carry water in? Animals or something like that.
Bucket, usually.
Is there any difference between a bucket and a pail?
No, they're about the same thing. A pail might be made out of wood, a cedar pail.
Okay.
But the bucket, of course, could be a metal bucket.
Okay.
There might be a difference that way.
Any other kinds of vessels that you carry liquid in to animals or enjoying chores or anything like that? Any kind of tub or anything like that?
Of course you couldn't. You could use a tub if you wanted to maybe get water at one cow or something like that. Use a one cow to drink that much.
What do you call the thing under your sink in there that you put crafts and coffee grounds and things like that in?
That's the trap, I guess you'd call it.
Under the cabinet, the thing that you put out to the back. I'm thinking of mine.
Yeah.
What do you call these two things that sit out in the back?
Garbage
can. Yeah, that's what I was
saying.
You never heard of
some
garbage pail around here?
Garbage pail sometimes. Some people use a smaller can in the kitchen to throw it out to the big garbage can in the back.
Okay. What do you call a big black utensil that you use to cook eggs and bacon in the morning?
Skillet.
Okay, any other terms to that?
And skillet. Well, no, that's
you ever use the term frying pan?
Frying pan, yeah.
Is that the same thing as a skillet?
Well, it's pretty much usually used to consider a frying pan as thinner than a metal skillet, than an iron skillet.
A frying pan could be made out of aluminum.
In other words, you usually think of a frying pan as being something thinner metal than a regular kitchen.
What about that big, heavy iron pot that women used to boil water in to do the laundry?
Let's see, they used to call that a boiling pot, I believe. Boiling pot, they used to even, back in years ago, they used to use them out in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Build a fire under this big old pot. And that's where you heat the water.
Yeah.
Leave the clothes in a little house, back of the edge of the house on the farm.
What do you use the term, kettle?
Kettle, yeah.
What is the kettle?
Boiling kettle. That's one of those kettles that would you'd boil a good large quantity of water for washing a big laundry.
What about a thing that you put flowers in on the table? You put a little water in it and put flowers in it?
Well, usually it's put them out as a vase.
Okay. What about the utensils that the utensils that you hold in your hand when you eat would be what?
Knives and forks, knife and fork.
And what else?
Yeah, sometimes
it's a
spoon.
Okay. After working in the barn or after working in the yard or something, before you eat, you would do what to your hands?
Wash your hands.
Okay. After a large meal, what do you do with the dishes?
Well, you usually take them and spread them out and then wash them.
Okay. And after you wash them, what do you do to get the soap off of them?
Rinse them.
Okay.